Welcome to Fun History for Kids.
We take true stories and make them come to life.
Today we'll be listening to a story about molasses.
The Great Molasses Flood.
In 1919,
January 15th,
around lunch.
Ooh, lunch. Sounds good. What do you want to eat? Pizza, hot dogs, grilled cheese?
No, we're trying to tell a story. But pizza does sound good.
I'll go cook.
No, after the story.
Okay.
Let's start over.
In 1919,
January 15th,
around lunch, a metal tank full of molasses exploded.
What's molasses?
It's used as a sweetener.
How is it made?
It's made from sugarcane or sugar beet juice. Then you boil it down to a syrup. Next, you take out the sugar crystals from the syrup. The black liquid that is left is molasses.
Okay.
As I was saying, 2.3 million gallons of molasses exploded. The molasses crushed buildings and killed 21 and injured 150.
Wait, where did this happen?
Boston, Massachusetts.
But I've been there. There's no molasses.
That's because they got rid of it.
How?
They cleaned it with millions of gallons of salt water, but the smell of molasses lingered for decades.
How did it hurt people if it's just sweetener?
The Industrial Alcohol Company got the molasses from the Caribbean. And to transport molasses, you boil it so it's super hot. And to make it worse, molasses is super sticky, so the hot, sticky liquid would stick to you and burn you.
Sticky, sticky, sticky.
What's brown and sticky?
What?
A stick!
This wave must have been big if it caused this much destruction.
It was pretty big, at 15 feet high, going at 35 miles per hour.
Didn't this happen in 1919? Didn't anything else happen in 1919?
Yes. When the flood was happening, the Spanish flu was going around, and one year before the flood, World War I ended. I'm so glad I wasn't around during that time.
Me too. I have a good idea.
What?
We should also learn about the Spanish flu.
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
The year was 1918 when it started.
It ended in 1920. The Spanish flu was a pandemic.
Pan-what-ic?
A pandemic means a disease that spreads to the entire world.
Wow, the entire world?
Yeah!
How many people got the Spanish flu?
50 million people, about a quarter of the population at the time.
1,500 million people died?
It was actually 500 million people. I think about 17 to 50 million people died.
Can everybody get it?
Yes, but it mostly affected the very young and the very old.
Did the Spanish flu start in Spain?
No, we're not sure where it started, but we think it either started in France, China, or Britain.
So why do we call it the Spanish flu? They thought it...
At the time, they thought it came from Spain, so they called it the Spanish flu. The name stuck. That's the reason we call it the Spanish flu.
Blake!
What?
Blake!
We're in the middle of a podcast.
Just for 5 minutes, please.
Why don't we tell a story about a kid living in this time?
Sure.
Let's get started. Victor woke up to his dog licking him. He smelled pancakes in the kitchen. He hopped out of bed and ran with his dog as fast as he could to get to the dining room before his younger brother. When he got there, his younger brother was shoveling pancakes into his mouth. His mother came up and gave him a kiss on the cheek and the head and said, "Good morning, sweetie." As he threw a pancake onto his plate, he sat down at the dining table and said good morning to his brother. His younger brother just said, "Your friend called and said they were coming to pick you up at around 11. "I told you not to pick up the phone for me," the boy said, annoyed. The boy looked at the clock and saw it was 10:45. He ate the rest of his pancakes and jumped out as fast as he could. He jumped into his best sports clothes. He knew they were going to be playing sports. He brushed his teeth and ran outside. Just as his friend's car pulled into the driveway, he screamed goodbye to his mom and hopped in the car. He and his friend talked and laughed all the way to the park. He and his friend weren't allowed to go to the park because the Spanish flu was going around, but they didn't care. Victor's friend said goodbye to his mom when they got to the park. Victor and his friend played soccer for a long time. Victor's friend said, "I think we should stop." Victor stared at him with having a smug face and said, "You're only saying that because you're losing." Then Victor's friend replied, "I'm not feeling so well." Victor could see his friend wasn't lying. He was getting more pale by the minute. Victor grabbed a sandwich from his backpack and handed it to his friend, and grabbed one for himself. It was silent until a man screamed, "Run!" They looked out into the distance to see a huge wave coming toward them. Victor grabbed his friend and started to run as fast as he could. Then he tripped on a rock and looked back in horror. The wave was right next to him. The next thing he knew, he was swept into the huge wave along with his friend. He tried to come up for air, but he couldn't. Instead, he swam to the bottom to hold onto the ground so he wouldn't go with the wave. His plan worked. He was out of the wave, but his friend was nowhere to be seen. "Hi, Victor."
"It's as if I can hear your voice," he said, crying.
"It's because I'm here."
"Peter, it's you,"
he said as he went in for a hug. Peter said, "First, I think we should go to the hospital. I feel very sick, and molasses is burning my skin." Victor agreed.
The end! That was a good story.
I have some questions for you.
Okay.
How could they have avoided it?
Stay at home like they should have.
And also, can we eat some pancakes?
Not now.
Okay.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Now it's time to review what we've learned. Mm-hmm. Number one. The molasses flood was January 15, 1919, around lunch in Boston, Massachusetts. Molasses is a type of sweetener. 3. If you transport molasses, molasses by boiling it. 4. The Spanish flu affected the very young and the very old. 5. Spanish flu affected 500 million people, a quarter of the population at the time. 6. The Spanish flu lasted from 1918 to 1920. And 7. A pandemic means a disease that spreads to the entire world.
Join us for our next podcast.
See you next time! 5 minutes later.
Nom nom nom. These pizzas are delicious.